Sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
How are you, Carrie?
I'm awesome. How are you, Dave?
Good, good, good. Rolling into the fall market now.
Wow. You know, spring, summer came and it's gone. And the good news for anybody that's in the market for a mortgage this fall is the spring rates that we had, those special rates, are lingering into the fall. Mm. And I'm warning people that these possibly will not last forever, because generally what ends up happening in our market, Dave, is we see the banks pull out the red carpet rates in the early spring, because that's when the market starts hopping, and they attract a whole bunch of business. The great news with how this has rolled out this year is I'm still able to get those spring great rates, and it's fall. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the market to buy a home in the next 4 months, so that's going to be between now and the beginning of 2017. If your mortgage is up for renewal between now and, say, January, February of next year, or you're looking at a refinance, this is the time that we want to hold a rate for you. People are saying, where are the rates, Carrie? What do you think is going to be happening with the rates? All of that. The rates are lower than they've ever been. Now, you're going to say to me, you've been saying that for years.
I was going to say.
And they have been. They are lower now than they've ever been. Last year, this time, we were seeing rates around 2.59% on a five-year fixed rate. This year, depending on the bank, 2.39, 2.49 on a five-year fixed rate. Now, not all mortgage offers are created equally, Dave. I want to talk a little bit more about that, because in the market that we're working with right now, competition is fierce. And a lot of times what will happen is people will Google, what is the lowest mortgage rate? Mm-hmm. And they'll call me and they'll say, well, I see, I don't know, zero. They're giving me money basically to take a mortgage. And they see an offer online and they say, what is your rate? And I explain to my rate. And there's such a difference between finding the cheapest toilet paper you can at $1.99 a box, and you may not want to use that. And this is, I'm talking about now relating this to your mortgage, to the good stuff versus the stuff that is way, way overpriced. When you're talking about a mortgage, your bank will give you a posted rate. The five-year benchmark from the Bank of Canada, they've reduced the benchmark to 4.64% for a five-year rate. They give me the rate, Dave, around 2.5%, a little less than 2.5%. So what I'm able to do as a mortgage broker is I'm able to pass that rate to you, all the savings in your pocket. You don't have to negotiate. You don't have to run from bank to bank. I'm able to give you the wholesale rate, all the dollars in your jeans. What's the catch? Well, the catch is it's one-stop shopping. You deal with me and I get paid by the bank. There's no cost to you. You have access to all of my lenders and all of my expertise at one shot. So it's a win-win for my borrowers. But in this market that is seeming so tight, not all mortgage offers are created equal. And people will come to me and say, well, Carrie, I seen a rate that was this. Can you tell me more about this? And I said, absolutely. If I was in the market right now for a mortgage, you need to read the fine print. What are you getting yourself into? Are you able to make an extra payment? Are you able to port it? What kind of bank is this? Like, what are the terms? Mm-hmm. I want to share a little story, if I can, about somebody that did exactly that. They were shopping for a rental property outside of their city. They weren't exactly sure what they were getting themselves into, as they were renters themselves. He Googled online the lowest rate mortgage. He found out that the rate was coming in a little bit lower than what I talked to him about. And he called me and he said, I don't want to go with you. Your rates are too high. And I said, well, where did you find this rate? And he said, well, it's this company called, I don't know what, and they're located in, I'm not sure where. And it's a bank that I don't even know how to pronounce their name. And I said, have you read the fine terms? No, I don't really know what I should be asking on a mortgage. And I said, every mortgage transaction that I do, I place it with my heart and my head. I tailor this mortgage right to your specific needs? And I said, yes, you might be able to go and you might be able to see their sticker rate at 2.3%. And then when you get to ready to sign the mortgage, they're going to say, well, actually, you didn't really qualify for that. That was if you stood on one foot and pulled your ear back and your tongue was on the roof of your mouth and you had, you know, $50,555 down and the sun was shining. You know, there's so many terms and conditions that as a general borrower, people aren't totally aware of all the terms and conditions. Dealing with me, I said, come back. We will deal with the bank that you know, that you trust, that you've dealt with for years. I'll get their wholesale rate. I'll give you that wholesale rate. That means all of those dollars and all of those cents are in your jeans. We're going to deal with your own bank who has bricks and mortar, who you trust, who you need to deal with in a solid transaction like this. And his eyes kind of opened up and he said, that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Thank you for explaining. So as a mortgage transaction rolls out, folks, this is the largest investment of your life. You deserve the knowledge and expertise of somebody that knows what they're talking about and that's able to give you every dollar of savings that's possible in a realistic sense back in your jeans.
And I think that's got to be some of the challenge too, is that people in a sense don't know what they don't know.
Right. And I kind of relate it back to buying a car. If you Google this car online and see how much it is, it says it's $19,999. What they don't mention is there's a delivery fee, there's taxes. That doesn't include air conditioning. That's only if you want a standard model. Like, it doesn't include, you know, some really basic features. And I talk about this, Dave, the Saskatchewan that I come from and the way that I was raised and the way that I run my business, I don't want you to have a surprise. I do not want to bait you and say, I'm going to get you 2.25% on your mortgage. And then you get in and I'm like, well, actually, we couldn't get that particular rate. I want to say, Dave, I can get you 2.39%. And these are the features. And you get in and you're like, this is exactly what you told me about, and I feel so good with this mortgage transaction. That's the business that I want to do. And if you need help with a mortgage, I'm talking about your kids, your neighbors, your coworker, send them my way. This is my expertise. Been running this wonderful ride for the last 10 years. Hundreds of millions of dollars in mortgage advice, Dave. And I want to just keep the money back in your pocket.
Mm. We're going to continue our conversation in just a minute. I want to touch a little bit, too, on down payments and what you need if you're looking for that first home, how to get in, the things you need to do, and we'll pick up on that in just a minute. More information, go to the website, kerrycardinal.com. That should be your first stop. They also, of course, you can begin an online application process there if you want, and the mortgage renewal notifier is there. Yeah, just a quick little heads up where you can go punch in the date that your mortgage comes up. Kerry will call and make sure that you get the lowest rate possible when that time comes. Again, the website, kerrycardinal.com. Quick break, back after this.